Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Ah, glory be to your name, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Ah, glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I welcome you tonight. Hallelujah. To Friday night worship service. Hallelujah. On Spirit-Filled Woman of God, Sisters in Christ Ministry, here on Blog Talk Radio. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Our telephone number is 516-531-9804. Hallelujah. Glory be to the Lord. And you may also listen to us on the web at www.blogtalkradio.com, Spirit-Filled Women of God, Sisters in Christ. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. It is once again that the Lord have allowed us to come together, hallelujah, to hear his word, to hear what he has to say unto his people during this time. We praise the Lord God for the speaker on tonight. Glory be to God. We pray that the Lord God, that the Holy Spirit will use in a mighty way. Glory be to the Lord. It is truly a blessing, hallelujah, just to be able to come on the line, hallelujah, and still be able to give God the praise and the honor and the glory. Hallelujah. Ah, Mary said when the angel came unto her and told her that she was going to carry the Savior of the world. Hallelujah. And she sang the song, "My soul magnifies the Lord and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior." Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. I don't know about you, but hallelujah. Even though things are going on in the world today, hallelujah, I am so grateful, hallelujah, that I can still call on the name of the Lord, hallelujah. Ah, when it seems like I'm a little down, hallelujah. Ah, thank God that the Spirit of the Lord can lift me up, hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord, hallelujah. I am Reverend Dr. Doris Dorsey, hallelujah. I am your host for the night on the Spirit-Filled Women of God, Sisters in Christ Ministry, hallelujah. Glory be to you. And I know that we are online, but hallelujah, God is everywhere, hallelujah. We can still praise him even on this line, hallelujah, because he'll hear our praise, hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord, hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Thank the Lord. At this time, I'm going to read a scripture, say a little prayer. Then I'm going to play a selection for our speaker on tonight, and then I'm going to have the introduction of our speaker. The scripture is coming from John, the 4th chapter, and this is my favorite scripture, and the 21st verse, and it reads, "Jesus said unto her, Woman, believe me, the hour has come when ye shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. Verse 22 says, ye worship ye know not what. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. And verse 23, but the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him." And I'm going to go to the 24th verse. It says that God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. That means that you have to allow the Holy Spirit to take control. Hallelujah. That you may worship the Father God in spirit and in truth. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, I thank you once again, hallelujah, for allowing us to be on the line tonight. I ask you to bless everyone, Father God, that come on the line to listen, just to hear a word, what thus says the Lord. Bless them, Lord God. Strengthen them, O God. Comfort them, O God, during these times, O God. Lord God, we need you right now in the name of Jesus. We need you now more than we ever needed you. Hallelujah. Lord God, I pray for my speaker tonight, God. Lord, that you will use in a mighty way, O God. Let your spirit have its way, Lord God, even on this line, Lord God. For Father God, we know that the spirit is in us, which is you, O God. And Father God, we want to minister to you. We want you to minister unto us. We want to worship and praise your holy name on tonight. And Father God, I just thank you. I thank you for all that you have done. I thank you for all that you're going to do. I thank you, Lord God, that you are God Almighty and that you're God that's still in control no matter what is going on in the world today. God, we just bless your holy name. And we thank you, Lord God. We thank you for all things. In Jesus' name, I pray and ask it all. Amen. Now I'm going to pray a selection that our speaker wanted to hear. And then I'm going to have the introduction of our speaker. We're going to have Evangelist Janice Meekins after our selection to come and introduce our speaker.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
I will do.
Hallelujah.
Whatever it takes just to see you, to behold you as my King. I want to be where you are. Peace is where you are.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Joy is where. Love is who you are.
Amen, amen. At this time, we're going to have Evangelist Meekin to come and do the introduction of our speaker.
Thank you, Dr. Dorsey. What a beautiful song. What an appropriate song for such a time as this. I thank God for putting that in her spirit. I haven't heard that in a long time. Yes, we're living in a time right now that we truly do need the Lord like we never needed him before. But in the meantime, I have the pleasure of introducing Elder Betty Brown from the By the Way Church of Atlas Road, come to share words from the Lord. You are in for a treat. The one thing I do know, she truly loves the word of God. And don't mind letting others know that Jesus is the answer to all challenges. She's very bold about her relationship with her God in the name of Jesus. We all need to personalize Jesus as my God. She is willing to share the word of God with anyone who desires to know him. No one is too low or too high. She is not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. With no further ado, I present Elder Betty Brown from Bible Way Church under the leadership of Senior Pastor Daryl Jackson. Amen.
Amen. Elder Brown, we turn it over to you.
Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise the Lord.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes, yes. Go ahead. We can hear you.
Okay.
God bless.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Thank God for just being able to be here tonight with you all. So we just thank God for being able to speak, being able to listen, and being able to wait upon the Lord. So I just would like to just offer up a very short prayer just before I enter into my message, if you don't mind. So, Father God, we come before you right now in the mighty name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Lord, we just want to say thank you right now, God, for all that you have done, all that you are doing, and all that you are going to do in Jesus' name. Lord, we pray for every heart, every mind, every spirit, and every listening ear in the name of Jesus. We take authority over any spirit that is not like you, in Jesus' name, that you will have your way tonight, God, that you will speak through your woman servant, in Jesus' name, Lord, that I will teach and reach such as much, oh God. In your name we pray and we give thanks. Amen and amen. First off, I would like to share a few scriptures with you. My first one is Isaiah chapter 55, verses 6 through 7. And that is the Message translation. And it reads, seek God while he's here to be found. Pray to him while he's close at hand. Let the wicked abandon their way of life and the evil their way of thinking. Let them come back to God who is merciful. Come back to our God who is lavish with forgiveness. And my second verse is Jeremiah chapter 29 and verse 13, and it's out of the New International Version. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. And lastly, Matthew chapter 6 and verse 33, under the New International Version as well. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness. And all these, amen, may God continue to bless his word, his hearers, and his readers in Jesus' name. Tonight I will be bringing before you, my title is The Benefit of Seeking the Face of God. The Benefit seeking the face of God. So first, we would like to start off with just saying, seek. What comes to mind when you hear the word seek? Well, when you're seeking, you're going to pursue, you're going to chase, you're going to crave, request, search for, being in pursuit of, and my very favorite, leaving no stone unturned. So you're really going in. You're going after it. So when we're seeking, we're asked to set our eyes and emotions keenly upon God. We have to constantly set or direct our minds toward the Lord. Isaiah 50 and verse 7 says it best. Says we may even have to set our minds like flint. I say, yes, like flint, God, glory. Flint is like in an unwavering determination, perseverance. You are on it, you're at it, and you're going to stay with it until you get it. Setting your face like flint, setting your mind like flint. And it goes on to say, seeking has to be a constant duty, earnest and diligent, the whole heart gauged, the whole heart. It involves calling and pleading. Now, seeking God is it's the setting of the mind and heart. It is the conscious fixing and focusing of our mind's attention and our heart's affection on God. Now, 1 Chronicles 22 and 19, David is here talking to his son Solomon. Solomon is getting ready to build the house of God. He's building, some say, the sanctuary, some say the temple. But David is giving him much instruction. But this one thing he makes sure Solomon gets. He says, now, and your soul, to seek the Lord your God. And I say to the listening ear on tonight, we have to get in the habit of setting our heart and our soul when we are seeking after our God, when we are coming in the presence of Him, when we are doing anything for God. We have to get in the habit of setting our heart and our soul. And setting of the mind, that was a good one. It is a conscious choice to direct the heart toward God. Paul prays this for the church in 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 and verse 5. He says, may the Lord direct your heart to the love of God and to the steadfastness of Christ. Yes, it is a conscious effort on our part, but that effort to seek God, listen closely, that effort to seek God is a gift from God. So we have to seek God, but we need God to help us to want to seek Him. Amen? Amen. And we're moving right along. To seek something is to, I would say, earnestly look with the expectation of finding it. Almost like with confidence, seeking with confidence. It is unfortunate, though, that some of us often do not seek God first. We seek everything else before we seek God. But as we know, we have to seek Him. When we seek Him, we have to seek Him with our whole heart. And with that being said, out of all of the seeking and preparation and getting our hearts ready and getting our minds set and setting our minds like flint and all of that, we have to be aware of the distractions. We all have them. I have, you have. Yours may not be mine, mine may not be yours. But nevertheless, we all have distractions. What are distractions? Glad you asked. Those things that prevent us from giving our full attention. Now, you just go back in your mind right now. Those things that just prevent you from giving God your full attention. And sometimes, depending on how long that distraction has been with you, it can become a stronghold, and you actually need help to get rid of the distractions. Some distractions are easily removed. Some, we don't even know we have them, and they may be there for a while until we get help to get it gone. because if we are not careful, we will find ourselves seeking the distraction instead of God. Because sometimes if anything that you got that you're giving too much attention to, more than what you're supposed to, it is categorized as a distraction. A lot of times we do not even realize we are being distracted. It's something that we have been doing for such a long time, and we have grown comfortable with it. So we think it's really okay. And then sometimes God may send someone that is close to you that you will receive from, and they'll bring it to your attention and say, well, sister or brother, you know, you've been doing that for quite some time, and it's holding you up. You really need to release that so that God can just use you. So I thank God for that, for just being able to send somebody to help us. Because sometimes we need help seeing what's right there in front of us, but we don't see it. Distractions also cause us to be blind in some things. And there are endless obstacles we must get around in order to see him clearly. So these distractions will kind of blur our vision if we don't watch it. And they can be small, medium, or large. And I have 3 points that I would like to share with you tonight on the benefits of seeking the face of God. Benefit one, entering God's rest. Benefit two, spiritual warfare. And benefit three, a covering promise. So when you're seeking God, there are so many benefits to this. These are just the three that I picked. You go in there, and I'm quite sure you can find even more than that. Just get into the seeking of God, and you will enjoy the benefits. So tonight, I'm going to share my three. And first, entering God's rest. Saying we must trust God is one thing, but when we really trust him and lean on him, we enter his rest. All that rest is when you can relax. You become refreshed and recovered. It's a special kind of rest that you can have in the middle of difficult circumstances. And with times like they are right now, oh, do we need a rest? Amen? Everything doesn't have to be perfect now. You don't have to have all the answers. But you are trusting God to take care of you. Remember, he is always on your side, and he is fighting for you as you go through the challenges in your life. So remember, in this entering to God's rest, God is there. No matter the situation, no matter the circumstance, he is always there. And my next benefit, victory and spiritual warfare. Well, seeking God allows us to reach him. It opens the door for us. It paves the way. It also teaches us how to fight spiritually. Being that we were born into sin, Satan and iniquity, flesh is more quick to respond. That's why it's so important to seek God's faith. In seeking his faith, you are actually feeding your spirit. So the more you feed your spirit, you starve your flesh. So when the flesh is attacked, the spirit will respond. Amen? But if you slack off, if I slack off and feeding my spirit, then my flesh will rule. Then my flesh will respond. Then that situation at work when you were so mistreated and you knew you was done so wrong, doesn't give you a picture of consequences. Spirit does. So if you're feeding the flesh more, you're going to leave the job, not thinking about your bills, not thinking about your family, not thinking about nothing but your feelings right now. So it is vitally important to feed your spirit in benefiting with you, feeding your spirit the flesh gets weak, and it gets weaker, and it gets weaker. And it's allowing us to have, when we feed us, it's allowing us to have victory in the spiritual warfare. And it builds up our prayer life. So the more we seek, the more we seek God, it's building our spirit man up. It's correcting our vision. It is correcting our hearing. It's correcting our tongue. It's ordering our steps. It's reminding us of who we are and whose we are. Amen? But when we slack off in that, the flesh rises to the top and the flesh leaves. So it also says here, it really strengthens our prayer walk when we are preoccupied with seeking him. Things happen. When we are preoccupied with seeking him, things happen, such as, let me tell you, divisions disappear. You know what divisions are? Yeah, when someone is sowing discord amongst the brethren, when someone just told a lie and got 10 other people believing the lie, and everybody's believing the lie, and now it's a big ball of confusion. Amen? Oh, my goodness. Division disappears. The atmosphere changes. Amen? Isn't that awesome when the whole atmosphere can change? Because we are seeking the face of God. We are spending time with him. He's building us up so that we can work with him and do that what he has called us to do. And my favorite, the power of darkness are forced to retreat. Good God Almighty, the power. Yeah, darkness got a little power there. The power of darkness are forced to retreat. That means it's got to go. It's got to dissipate. That's like in the dark room when you come in and turn the light on. Got to go. Light and dark can't stay in the same place. Praise God. Oh, my goodness. We just thank God so much tonight for being able to seek him and be built up in our spirit. So, the power of darkness are forced to retreat, all because God dwells in the prayer room. Where is your prayer room? All glory. Where is your prayer room? It does not have to be the closet. It does not have to be in your house. It's wherever you settle yourself down to give God your undivided attention and pray and seek. Amen? You can be in your car, be on your front porch, be in the bathroom. Wherever you may be is your prayer room. That is where God is. That is where we need him. He will strengthen us right in the midst of the fire. You can be strengthened because God is in the fire with you. There is no place that you can go, nothing that can come up against you that is too big for God. So as he asked Abraham and Sarah, the angel said, well, is there anything too hard for God? No. It looks like it is. And the devil's job is to make us believe that it is too big. It is too bad. It is too far gone. The devil is a liar. Yes, he's a father of lies. His job is to swell it up. His job is to make it look worse than what it is and to mess up our faith. So, as we seek God, he strengthens our eyes. He strengthens our ears. He strengthens our tongue. He strengthens our spirit. He orders our steps. He'll even show us where to put our hands and where not to put our hands. Amen? God is on the scene. So it is vitally important on tonight that I share with you the benefit of seeking the face of God. And the last one I have for you, God centered in our lives to remain under his covering. Amen? key word here, keep God centered. We've got to be in the midst. Everything else comes around, be planned around him. He's got to be in the midst. We have to keep God centered in our lives to remain under his covering. When we are seeking him, just know he is a perfect and holy God whose door is open. He covers us with his goodness. He wraps us with his sinlessness and dresses us in his holiness. Come on now. My God, we are seeking a God who has already sought us. You get that? Hey, that's noteworthy. I'm going to give you that again. We are seeking a God who have already sought us. Good God Almighty. We can cry. Oh, he gave me this speech right here just today. We can cry out from a sinful place, and a holy God will answer. Amen? Oh, glory. If you can go back in your mind when you was a sinner, when you was out there practicing sin, and you cried out the answer. Amen? So we can feel people, friends, neighbors, strangers, we can tell people this. You can cry out from a sinful place, and a holy God will still answer. So seeking God is the key. Listen to me now. Seeking God is the key that unlocks the life you and yes, seeking God. Seeking God. Seeking God is earnestly looking for with expectation of finding it. It's earnestly looking for with the expectation of finding it. It is unfortunate that some of us, oh my God, do not seek him first. We have all kind of things that come our way. We have other people's opinions that we seek first, don't we? We go and we may read a book, an author that we favor the most, and we'll go there first. We'll go listen to a friend that may have not even experienced what we experienced, but we'll go in with it. We'll go in with it before we get to God. And by the time we get around to God, 99% of the time, we need to be there because we are worn out, going the wrong way. Song I heard years ago. Going 100 miles an hour in the wrong direction. And I think that is where we are sometimes. We can have our minds set like Flint on the wrong thing. And we're headed. We got the things laid out. We got it mapped out where we're going to be, how we're going to be, and how we're going to get back. But all of it is wrong. But when we seek the face of God, God will teach us how to fight with the spirit and not with the flesh. Fight in the spirit and not in the flesh. He'll teach us how to be quiet when we want to speak. He'll teach us how to sit down when we want to stand. He'll teach us how to stay put on that job, no matter how wrong it was. Stay put until God says. But see, when you're seeking the face of God, you don't realize he's helping all of you. That's why he's saying his word. When you seek me with your whole heart. Okay? Because if you're haphazardly seeking him, you're lying down, catching the last 5 minutes before you fall off to sleep, that's not seeking his own. That's not seeking him. We try to give him our undivided attention. We got to be focused. We really have to set our focus on God. It is vitally important that we do this. There is no other way around it. Setting of the mind is crucial. The mind is where the enemy is fighting the most. You know, as we used to say back in the day, you kill the head, the body is dead. True, very true. He can get in your head and cause you to think what he wants you to think and cause you to act the way he wants you to act. He has you. As we are seeking God, the enemy is seeking us. So don't get it twisted. There are no breaks. There are no downtimes when you just don't feel like praying today. You better pray. Even if you're praying in your mind, you better send one up, because God neither sleep nor slumber. And the enemy is on the sideline with his feet on go, waiting on us to drop the ball, waiting on us to give him just a little inch so that he can get in and just destroy everything that God has for us. So it is vitally important to seek the face of God. It helps your whole self. It helps you in your family area. It helps you on your job. It helps you when you're out in public. It helps you in your career. It helps you, period. And sometimes you don't know how much it helped you until a situation occurs. When you're caught up, your back up against the wall, and somebody just did you really wrong, and you take a deep breath, and you say, well, okay, well, wait a minute. Okay, God on this right here. I know the wrath of God, the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. See, that's because you seek it. That's how you know to have that scripture to come up at that time. But when you allow your flesh to starve and you feed your, allow your spirit to starve and you feed that flesh gets you killed. That flesh is a mess. That flesh is very blinding. It'll set it up, make it look so doggone good and so right. And it is so doggone bad and so wrong. So I leave you with this tonight. The benefit of speak of God, entering God's rest. We need that kind of rest. That natural rest, you got to be really careful with that. The enemy is working over there. He's watching and he's waiting for opportunities to come in. And you got the victory and spiritual warfare. There's plenty of warfare going on. We got the victory. The Bible says we have already won. But if we get caught up haphazardly serving God, no, the victory is not ours. We just gave our victory to the enemy. So we've got to be really careful with that. And lastly, cover us. He's going to cover us. He promised. He even covered Adam and Eve after they sinned with the fig leaves. Remember that? He even did that. We serve our awesome God. We really do. We serve our awesome God. He's going to cover us with his goodness. He wraps us with his sinlessness. And he dresses us. That is the kind of God we serve. And I'll end right there. And I thank God for just being able to share with you all tonight. I pray that there was something in there that you could take away and feast on tomorrow and take you on through the week here. We pray that God continue to bless and keep and strengthen and cover you and your family. It is in Jesus' name we pray and give thanks. Amen. And thank you.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Seeking the face of God, the benefit of seeking the face of God. Hallelujah. I like the 3 points that you brought out, even Elder Brown, entering rest and victory and spiritual warfare and covenant promise. And then you said, came back and said, power of darkness are a forced retreat. I love that. I love those 3 points that you brought out. Amen. It is really something for all of us to really think about when it comes to the Word of God. God is really speaking to us during this time, and I thank the Lord for allowing you to bring that message to us, because I know that it's real important for us to seek the face of God. I know that sometimes we don't do it like we should, and God knows it, you know, but it is a time that we really need to be seeking his face.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
I truly thank him for the word. I don't like to come back so much behind the minister and bring the word, but I just wanted to say what you were saying to kind of respond a little bit. I don't want to take away from anything that you have already ministered unto us. I just want us to take the word of God and meditate on it. But I do want you to pray us out and do the benediction, to pray us out. And again, before you do that, I want to thank everyone for coming on the line tonight. And I pray that your hearts were blessed by the word of God, because this was a powerful word from the Lord on tonight, as it was last Friday night. And next Friday that's coming up, I'm going to have evangelist Connie Hayes. I've known her ever since I've been on Blog Talk Radio. She has Walking in the Purpose, Walking in God's Purpose Ministry. And next month in November the 16th through the 22nd, we will have our Spiritual Women of God, Sisters in Christ Ministry first annual conference. And we have different speakers for each night, and each speaker will have a woman from the Bible. With that woman from the Bible, they will also have a topic that I have given them to come that they will bring. So each one will have a different topic to speak on. And if you would like to go back and listen to the message, you may go back at www.blogtalkradio.com/Spirit-Filled Women of God, Sisters in Christ Ministry. That's a long word. It's long, but that's a ministry. And if you would like for somebody to come and listen the next time, the number is 516-531-9804. And I truly thank God for the word on tonight. I thank God for everybody that was listening online. I will turn it back over to Elder Brown. I say thank you so much for coming, for allowing the Spirit of the Lord to use you. I look forward to hearing you again next month, bringing the word of God. And I pray your strength in the Lord. I pray the Lord will bless you with everything that you have poured out to us on tonight. God bless you, and thank you so much.
Amen. Thank you. Praise God. Help, Father. We come before you once again in the mighty name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Lord, we just want to say thank you, God, for just being able to be a vessel on tonight, God. We thank you for the platform, oh God, ears that were open tonight, hearts open, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for blessing this ministry in Jesus' name, Lord. We thank you for how that you are reaching far and near in the name of Jesus, Lord. And God, we pray that the word that was shared tonight, Lord, that it was be sealed, oh God, in the name of Jesus, in hearts and minds, oh God. God, continue working in your people, God. Continue speaking even after we hang up, oh God. For God, we need you, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we need you, dear God. There is not a soul on the mind, I don't think, that will disagree with that in Jesus' name. So continue your work in us, oh God. Continue searching us. Continue searching us, oh God. Continue knowing us, God. Lord, if there be any wicked ways in us, Lord, lead us in the way everlasting. In the name of Jesus. Help us, Lord God, to get to that place, God, of purpose that you have called us to be, Lord God. In the name of Jesus. We bless you, we praise you, and we honor you, and we be so ever careful to give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. For it is in your name we pray and give thanks. Amen and amen.
Amen. Evangelist Janice Meekins, I thank you so much for coming on the line tonight and doing our introduction. God bless you, too. Thank you so much. And I say good night to everyone, and I look forward to you coming back again next Friday. God bless, and have a blessed night in the Lord.
All right. Amen. Good night.
Good night.